USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is telling a New Hampshire crowd he needs one more indictment and, in his words, the election is over.
You get indicted for nothing. Can you imagine a guy? Let's indict my opponent. This becomes a third world country.
A D.C. judge this week is weighing whether to issue a protective order limiting what Trump can say about his election interference case. A group of Democratic congressional representatives visiting the southern border on Tuesday, they wanted to put eyes on that so-called floating border wall. Congressman Joaquin Castro wants the Biden administration to end all cooperation between the Border Patrol and Texas's Operation Lone Star.
At least until ongoing investigations can be completed into human and civil rights violations.
Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
The New York Federal Reserve is reporting that total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. High inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt.
Fed researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in balances. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record of over $17 trillion. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's taking action to protect nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
During a visit to Arizona Tuesday, Biden designated the area a national monument. The move protects land sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus touring the Texas border with Mexico, they're getting a look at the so-called floating border wall in the Rio Grande.
I'm calling on the Biden administration to end all cooperation between Customs and Border Protection and the Texas Department of Public Safety, except for that which protects the health and safety of asylum seekers.
Congressman Joaquin Castro says the system of buoys bobbing in the river is dangerous and cruel. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has defended the use, saying the state has the right to protect its borders. The 22-year-old Navy sailor charged with spying for the Chinese in federal court in San Diego for a custody hearing Tuesday. Jin Xiaowei had been serving on the USS Essex, was arrested for allegedly giving the Chinese government deployment, weapons, and technical information, as well as vulnerabilities of Navy ships. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Wei was recruited by the Chinese as he was applying to become an American citizen. Another sailor at Navy Base Ventura County, 26-year-old Wang Kang Zhao, faces similar charges. Russia is being accused of carrying out what's being called a particularly evil attack in Ukraine. Officials say Russia overnight fired a missile at an apartment building full of civilians in eastern Ukraine, then fired another missile at first responders. And rapper Tory Lanez has been sentenced to 10 years in prison in the U.S. after being convicted of shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.